An organization that raises money for and distributes AEDs or defibrillators throughout the community has sharply improved accessibility of the life-saving devices in recent years, according to its retiring executive director. Kathy Franklin is leaving the Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation Normal next month after leading it for 14 years. She tells GLT's Eric Stock that the foundation still has a long way to go since it launched Operation Revive in 2013.
The conversation has changed because we need to do a better job of being educated and encouraging bystander CPR, registering AEDs, continue to provide good maintenance for anybody that has an AED in their location.
How many more AEDs are out there in the community than there were 15 years ago?
We have placed, through Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation, 149 AEDs, totaling over $246,000 since the very end of 2013.
And the foundation raised the money to provide those?
Yes, we did. But we had some great community partners that have helped with that also, through grants, through support, through our fundraiser that we hold annually, through fundraisers that other people have done for us.
Are those mostly schools, businesses, and the like?
Well, we've started off with 10 grants to nonprofits, and then we provided all first responder cars in the McLean County and rural areas, Bloomington, Normal, sheriffs, ISU first responders. We provided 7, Illinois Wesleyan University, Heartland Community College. So we have provided all the first responders next because they are the ones that will get to the scene of a cardiac incident and be the first ones on the scene.
How much concern do you have about AEDs that are on site, that a school or foundation, a nonprofit, something like that, and if they're needed, is there going to be someone there that, first of all, knows where it is and will know how to use it and will be confident in using it?
I am not worried. In fact, kudos to anybody that has recognized the importance of having an AED on site, because statistics show that you are somebody that's in a cardiac arrest is 2 times more likely to survive if there's a combination of CPR and the use of an automated external defibrillator device. So I am very proud of anybody that has one on site. But with that said, the importance of making sure that AED is maintained so it's ready to go, making sure that people know that it's there to be able to get it and utilize it, and for to be courageous for anybody that is a bystander to be able to step up and do something.
Do you see that well enough that the public can be made aware of where these defibrillators are?
Well, yes, I think we're making great strides, but there's so much more to do as far as the educational piece. There have been lives saved that we've been able to hear about, know about over the years that we've been involved in this on site because of bystander CPR and then AED use. But then there's also lives lost when the AED hasn't been used. So the story is improving, the outcomes are improving, but we have a lot more to do.
How has the foundation helped to spread that education, get the word out about these?
Well, we have a very skilled AED committee. And so with that AED committee, we work together and we go to schools. We'll do speaking events. We will do CPR at our Family Health Expo on April 2nd. We will go to the schools and talk to the teachers. We've talked to coaches. We pass out information to parents of athletes. We try to hit as many different entities or events that we can to be able to provide that education. And then we try to provide the information for people to keep talking about the conversation.
And you have published cards, sort of like a postcard, mm-hmm. that indicates in certain facilities where there is an AED.
Well, the importance on finding out where they are and registration is huge, because the first step is legally you must have your AED registered. And that is because the 911 system, if you were to call 911, they can tell you if you have it registered that you have an AED on site and to send somebody to get it. Another piece of that is if we use these cards for, it's a Pulse Point AED app. It's a free app on your phone. It is an agency out of San Francisco area, and we are a local agency for the Pulse Point site. You can upload it on your phone. You can go around when you see an AED. It has instructions on both sides. You can also look on our website at ihlf.org, and you'll have instructions how to download the app and how to upload AEDs. When you do that and take a picture, then the AED will come on to a site at Illinois Heart and Lung Foundation. We'll look at it. We'll approve it to make sure that you have hours of the doors are being open or the location or the address. And then once we are sure that that's all correct, we will upload it to the crowdsourcing so you can locate it on your phone anytime you need it.
That was Illinois Health and Lung Foundation Executive Director Kathy Franklin with GLT's Eric Stock. The Foundation's Family Health Expo is April 2nd at Illinois Wesley University's Shirk Center. It's also putting on its first Attack Asthma Camp in June with the Bloomington Normal Boys and Girls Club.